Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. When we observe the developments in the Middle East and also now in Egypt, we should realize that all these developments are not just coincidental, they are not just accidental, they don't just occur by happenstance, but we should understand that a great plan is being worked out here below, and that these events are necessary developments in light of biblical prophecy. One of the elements which we can clearly decipher is that the influence of the United States of America worldwide, and in particular in the Middle East, is diminishing by the hour. Let me read to you what the Jewish paper Haaretz wrote on January 31. Jimmy Carter will go down in American history as a president who lost Iran, which during his term went from being a major strategic ally of the United States to being the revolutionary Islamic Republic. Barack Obama will be remembered as a president who lost Turkey, Lebanon, and Egypt, and during whose tenure America's alliances in the Middle East crumbled. In both cases, the United States in financial crisis and after failed wars loses global influence under a leftist president whose good intentions are interpreted abroad as expressions of weakness. The results are reflected in the fall of regimes that were dependent on their relationship with Washington for survival or in a change in their orientation as with Ankara. So, do you think that the lost wars, the financial crisis, and the situation in the Middle East are also only coincidental? Or do you see a connection here? The Jerusalem Post wrote on January 31, demonstrators are beginning to focus their wrath not just on Mubarak and the country's widespread corruption, which by the way has been going on for 30 years, but also on the United States and to a lesser extent Israel. So we see the wrath is now directed against the United States. Deutsche Welle reported on January 29, even if it wanted to, the United States has little it can do to influence the outcome in Egypt or elsewhere in the region where it is viewed negatively by many. Now, let's talk about the freedom which the Egyptian people want. What kind of a freedom are we actually addressing here? Germany's mass tabloid paper Bild had this to say. We have reason to be worried. Hundreds of thousands of Egyptians or more want a different kind of freedom from the freedom we mean. They want to be free to turn their country into a fundamentalist theocracy. They want the freedom to declare Israel as an enemy again after decades of peace. They want the freedom to tear down the solid bridges to America. What about Islamists? Are they behind these demonstrations in one way or another? Are they orchestrating what is happening in the Middle East? Now, here's an article by WorldNet Daily, which has this to say on January 31. Islamists, in particular the anti-Western Muslim Brotherhood, seem poised to take power throughout the Middle East as a result of riots that have already toppled one Arab regime and are threatening others in what some are calling only the latest wave of an Islamic tsunami sweeping the globe. It goes on to say that the leader of Jordan's Muslim Brotherhood, and as you know, the King of Jordan just had to dismiss his government, that leader warned that the unrest in Egypt will spread across the Middle East until Arabs succeed at toppling leaders allied with whom? The United States. That's their goal. They want to have total independence from the United States and, frankly, from Israel as well. This article goes on to say that Hamas and Al-Qaeda are violent brotherhood offshoots. But then you find the naive concepts expressed by some U.S. commentators that we don't have to be afraid of the Muslim Brotherhood. The article goes on to say that multiple prominent U.S. commentators have been claiming the Muslim Brotherhood is a moderate organization and denying any Islamist plot to seize power. On Friday, President George Bush's former press spokesman, Dana Perino, told Fox News, don't be afraid of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. This has nothing to do with religion. And then they also quote Bruce Rydell, a former CIA analyst and advisor to President Obama. that he said the Egyptian Brotherhood renounced violence years ago. But the article goes on to say, Rydell's assertion that Brotherhood renounced violence, however, is contradicted by the Brotherhood's own statements in recent months, including a call to arms against the West. Now, they all realize that the Muslim Brotherhood will probably play a part in the next government of Egypt, and so they are trying to kind of create some good relationships. How naive and short-sighted is that? Der Spiegel Online wrote on January 28, the Muslim Brotherhood is one of the main reasons why official Israel seems to support Mubarak so keenly. It is considered the most popular political movement in Egypt, and its position regarding the peace treaty with Israel is clear. They want it revoked immediately. The article goes on to say that the Israeli government has noted with concern the fact that even after 30 years of peace, Egypt's army is still equipped and trained mainly with a possible war against Israel in mind. And then it says that some commentators consider the West's demands for more openness and democracy in Egypt to be a fatal mistake. It is an illusion to believe that the dictator Mubarak could be replaced by a democracy. The Muslim Brotherhood is the only real alternative, which would have devastating consequences for the West. Ultimately, the choice is between a pro or an anti-Western dictatorship. Haaretz again wrote on January 29, the fading power of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak's government leaves Israel in a state of strategic distress. Without Mubarak, Israel is left with almost no friends in the Middle East. The only countries Israel has made a peace treaty with are Egypt and Jordan. And we see, of course, what is happening in both countries at this point. And Israel has great reasons, big reasons, huge reasons to be concerned. Perhaps not realizing it, but the Bible has prophesied thousands of years ago that the time will come when Israel will become a captive of Egypt. That is clearly prophesied. And even though, as I pointed out in the last program, there will be an alliance made between some of the Arab countries and Assyria, modern Germany, against Israel, and Egypt isn't mentioned there, neither is Iran, that doesn't mean that Egypt has become a friend of Israel. Notice what we read in the book of Isaiah, in the 27th chapter. This talks about Israel. And of course, this can refer to the Jewish people. It can also refer to the modern descendants of the ancient house of Israel, which are found today mainly in the United States of America and Great Britain. And so we read that Isaiah 27 prophesies that God will punish Israel. God says, my people are like the dead branches of a tree, and I'm quoting from the Living Bible. They turn away from God. Then it says in verse 12, yet the time will come when the Lord will gather them together one by one. And now notice the critical verse 13 talking about the time of Christ's return. In that day, the great trumpet will be blown, and many about to perish among their enemies, Assyria and Egypt, will be rescued and brought back to Jerusalem to worship the Lord in his holy mountain. You see, Israel will go into captivity. Egypt will play a prominent part in that. And so we should watch the events which are taking place in the Middle East with great concern and also with anticipation of what is going to happen in the light of biblical prophecy. Many speculations are floating around out there telling you what is going to happen. Let's focus on the Bible. And let's realize that God is true, and every man, if he contradicts God, a liar. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.